Morning, everyone. This is, you know who it is. What are we talking about today? We're still very much in a Sight Village frame. I'm being marginally put off by a man who is muttering very, very low and deep into his phone in a not quite audible, but I'd quite like it to be audible, sense, as though talking to someone he perhaps shouldn't be talking to. Anyway, that's addressed. I'm just made me marginally amused and slightly scared, because yes, I don't want to hear man whispering sweet nothings to someone, whoever it is, first thing in the morning. Okay, so what are we talking about? We're talking about Sight Village. Thank you firstly to everyone that has commented and listened to and retweeted much of what I've put up so far on Audioboo, particularly I think guide dogs, the two guide dogs, guide dog, you know, when I had a demonstration with Delphi, and the demonstration officer, I'm sure he's much more than that. He should be. That title just doesn't begin to describe. But yeah, Andy Geyer. What was I saying? It was a great experience for me, and I think a lot of people have thought, they knew Delphi as well, of course. So especially some of my younger listeners. So yes, thank you for that. I'll still be putting some stuff up today, and then what I'm probably going to do is either retweet, because I don't think there's any way of putting up other people's audio on my audio channel, on my VI podcasting account, but definitely I will retweet afterwards all the interviews in one go, so you know, one tweet after the other. Freaky Foof asked me, it's getting to be like a little and so-and-so asked, and he wrote in and said, but no, that's cool, we'll address it, it's good. He made a very valid point that could everything not be under a channel in Audioboo. Yes, I suppose is a short answer, but then I think it's thinking about the rationale for doing that. I mean, as long as everyone could access it is one thing, because obviously we're starting to push this out, not just through Twitter, but Facebook and... through the web and forums and stuff. What we've got now at the moment anyway is SV2Go, and that's been kindly donated by Brian Harchin and Lou, Lulu Keel. Happy birthday, by the way, Lulu. Facebook says it is anyway. Okay. Is your birthday. Yeah, donated by them. And so they've given me web space and support, and they help me publish and all this kind of thing. So SV2Go gets updated a little bit after whatever happens on Audioboo, because the immediacy of Audioboo. Not to get too technical here, but a question out there very, very briefly. If anyone knows how you can actually download your files, if you can, from Audioboo, rather than just stream them, then let me know, because at some point I'll need to go through, if not, and play all my files live into an audio to get them over to a podcast. So that would be a little convoluted, but I'm prepared to do it. But anyway, park that question. Bear it in mind. If you've got an answer, let me know. DM me. Don't boo it publicly, because it'll just take up people's time unnecessarily. So obviously that's been given by them, and we're very, very grateful for that, for that resource. And obviously it's easy for people to find. I think it gets published out via iTunes as well, but I can double check that with Brian. We are very, very grateful for his continued support. Thank you both, Brian and Lou, for your continued support. That's said it in words of a few syllables, but yes. So we'll be meeting as a sort of group of people who sort of help to sort of form the direction Forsyth Village, and you know, that's kind of the other bit I wanted to address, really. Part of the rationale for things going through me as VI podcasting is because you all know me, it makes sense not to hive off the sort of village so much so that it becomes disconnected from a and impersonal. You know, I think the idea is to have for Sight Village to have a personality, really. Not saying I'm it, there are many, many people that make up Sight Village, as you know. You know, we've talked about this, haven't we? So the guides, people like Karen's, Sarah, Andy, Jenny, Matt, I'm sure Simon, Ray, and again, you know, many others, really, that help and input to Sight Village. Behind the scenes, people that you may never meet. So, but yeah, that we don't want Sight Village to lack personality in any sense. So to have it going through in at least some kind of order, but have a personality attached, have personalities attached to it. So Sight Village has a personality. Then that's the way that we're thinking we want to keep it. And indeed, that was borne out by the fact that I was able to, you know, meet many of you as part of my job. And so, you know, it was fine for me to sit and have a coffee with you or whatever. And it was, yeah, what an honour that is. So yeah, that's why I love my job, I've told you. So yeah, that's the thinking. But always happy to hear, you know, constructive comment. And that was indeed a constructive point. So, yeah, thanks, Andre, for that. Appreciate it. I hope that's kind of addressed it. But do DM me with some more ideas. And obviously, if they're new ideas and stuff like that, of course, you know, put them up publicly, it's fine. It's just sometimes the detail of those has to be sort of thought of. And that's where, you know, the DMs probably come in. So we can discuss, for example, details around the technical question I just asked. So I hope that helps anyway. And so today I'll be putting up a few more interviews. I've got one from Max, which is a small charity that I can't even begin to pronounce what they are. Just look at Max VI charity or something on the website on Google for now if you're really curious, and you'll find it's micro algae something. It's quite rare eye conditions, and even, yeah, for young, and it's a charity that supports people, young people with visual impairment and their parents, and these young people would have in some cases no eyes at all, and so be having to have, you know, artificial eyes put in. Well, I know, I'm absolutely sure some of you will be all too aware of that, so as a reality for yourselves. So yeah, that's we'll be having something from them. I think I have a couple more. Yes, I have one from Sight and Sound, and then I think I'll be pretty much getting towards the sort of retweeting of audio that you have done. So again, Freaky Foof has done some good audio. There's a really good interview we did with Ultra Canes, with Julie from Ultra Canes, and then one where it's literally just the audio feed from the cash machine from the Barclays talking ATM. Oh, and lots of retweets about that as well, which is brilliant. Gosh, rattly bus, rightly so. You know, it is indeed a good thing that they're doing, and I think, as Darren Hartland, DJ Monkey Boy, said, that other banks are going to look a mite stupid if they don't get themselves sorted. I'll see you later. Yeah, well, I agree with you, absolutely. And I don't think I could have put it better myself, so I won't. But yeah, absolutely. So that's me, I think, for now. Obviously, continue to feedback, as I said, and thanks ever so much for your support and for your constructive comment and for your input and for your continued yeah, support of Sight Village. I've had quite a few people say that, you know, they would have liked to have come. So, you know, do bear in mind, those of you that want to come to future events, any help that we can give you beforehand and during, so that you can get there, we will do that, obviously, in terms of help and direction and, you know, even perhaps some sort of detailed idea of what you'd want to do in terms of arranging assistance, your trains and all this sort of thing. But yeah, you know, here to help us generally and as well as we can, as much as we can. All right, I'll speak to you all soon, but thanks for listening and yeah, bye bye.